Hi, Purbly. That's the one thing I came up with.
I like it.
Yeah, that's cool.
Had that in the pocket. It's it's that day today, everyone. Brian should be here to say it.
Wait, I'm going to come up with it. It's Friday, April 20th, 2007.
That's right.
All right.
How many sources did you check on that?
Three.
Nice. Yeah. Get them all synchronized, triangulated.
I pulled out my cell phone and I opened up the calendar, and then I also looked at when your last podcast was posted. And, I took a guess.
Right. So. Yeah, we're pretty much on track there. What do you think of that? What do you think of the schedule, the regiment, dude? And the nuts.
Yeah, you guys are doing really well. I'm quite impressed.
I don't know. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm really impressed. Truly.
It's space madness, dude. I don't think it's...
Well, it was really weird because you guys had the show where you argued.
Right.
Which was very sad.
When was that? When wasn't that?
The one where Brian was sick.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's when we took a turn for the worst there.
Yeah. But then yesterday's show was probably the best show ever.
Oh, was it the Can show?
Yeah.
Well, that's why. That's our humble beginnings.
Yeah, absolutely.
Before the internet, I guess, apparently.
Yeah, apparently.
Yep.
And
that show actually cost us a good $70 to record.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, yeah, with all the additional phone lines we had to have and long-distance charity and 1-800-CALL-ATZ.
Yeah, absolutely.
Did you work on that commercial?
Yes, I did. In fact, I've worked on all commercials.
Wow. Yeah. You know what? I realized I haven't actually made the big introduction there.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Go ahead.
Wait, ladies and gentlemen, you may be alarmed. You may be frantically adjusting your click wheel, trying to be like, hey, where's the show? But no, it's just me. And then also... There's John Hill.
Yeah, that's me.
Yep, who you may remember from lore. Ancient lore.
Yes, definitely.
No, John, what's your byline? What do you, you've done so many things.
I have no idea. I don't even have a website anymore, so...
Yeah, I noticed that.
So I'm probably the most uninvolved person with the internet right now.
That's a good deal. You're doing a good job. That's a noble...
Yeah.
If it wasn't for the show, and of course the Daily Grind...
No one would know that I existed.
No, I think I would. I would have probably bowed out by this point as well. I'm just done, charity work.
That's a good thing to do.
Well, I think so. I know you're in the grind, and that's maybe where many of our listeners first ran afoul of you. but I think of when I think of John Hill, when I'm taking a bubble bath, and eating an Almond Joy, drinking a tab, I'm thinking, John Hill. He went to New Orleans. And did some stuff.
Yeah, I did.
I admire the hell out of that. I think that is so cool.
Oh, thank you, Phil. That's very nice.
What I gathered from your photo montage that you did back in the day.
Yeah, I did a video thing too.
I didn't see that.
I'll send you an email.
Is it a real media file?
No, it's a QuickTime file.
Okay, all right, I see.
I know that'll be difficult for you, but
it is. QuickTime actually chokes my computer for some reason. It's been a problem forever. It's been a problem for two computers.
That's really crazy.
Yeah, I know. My house just does not like QuickTime. the deal is Brian used to send me G.I. Joe clips back when, you know. You remember Brian?
Yeah, yeah, I remember him. He was the other guy, right?
That's right. That's right, motherfucker. You are the other guy. That's horrible, John. He's the star of this show. He's the talent.
He is definitely the star of the show, which is why I said, you know, that no one's going to listen to this one.
Yeah. They'll listen. They won't believe that Brian's not on it. They'll listen to the very end, like, maybe there'll be a little clip.
Yeah, but he won't be there.
I've got vaults and vaults of Brian not knowing we're recording. I mean, it's...
That seems like such a terrible trick, Phil.
Well, you gotta assume I'm doing it, but I don't think...
Well, that's why I assumed you were doing it when we first started talking. You know, the first thing I said was, are you recording?
Right, that's true. And it was. So,
good.
Yeah. Well, I figure why not? You know, maybe, you know, he'll be, you know, sick for real one day, and I'll have to piece a show together.
That would be really neat.
Yeah.
Just pieced it together out of disjointed words, so the phrasing was all wrong.
That would take a while. Like our old Cobra Commander introduction.
Yeah.
That was a labor of love right there, and I don't know. It wasn't quite happening.
No, it was worth it. I liked it.
Yeah. So, how much...
Go ahead.
But I was going to say that you actually demolished orphanages.
Yeah, I did. We burned them down.
Okay.
You know, because we figure, you know, everyone else lost their house. Why let the orphans keep theirs?
They're plush digs.
Yeah.
And you actually, not only did you burn the orphanages down, you actually salted the earth so no new orphanages would grow.
Oh, man.
Salt.
Yeah. No, we just, we basically tore down houses that needed to be tore down so that people could get their insurance money and build a new house. That's what we did.
So when you actually arrived at these houses, were they starting off pretty bad, or were you just, like, picking houses at random up on top of hills? Like,
well, no, we went with an organization that had people sign up. And so they basically, you know, you're on a list to have your house gutted. And we just went by the list, you know. And so we showed up and we got 5 or 6 houses off the list. And those were just the houses we were supposed to do.
How does one get on this list?
They contact the organization and sign up, but they quit letting people get on the list about... Well, it filled up, you know, like,
sure.
It's one charitable organization, and there are, you know, millions of homes that were destroyed. They can't fix them all, so they quit taking people on the list, like, a year before we got there. So, yeah.
Because that's so you know, if you really had it in for somebody, just put them on the list there.
Yeah, just pretend like their house is fine. But
please demolish my house before 5, because that's when I get home.
And I don't want to see it happen.
Yeah. Yep. So did you, now by charitable organization, you mean hand over fist, right? Payment-wise?
No.
Dollars on the barrel?
I'm not familiar with any of these terms.
Paid handsome sums, right?
I mean, no, I wasn't paid at all. It actually cost me money to go. Because I had to pay for my plane ticket and all that stuff.
Wow. And your own demolishing tools?
No, the organization, which was a religious organization, like it was a church-organized type of thing. They provided all the equipment, and they provided vans to get us to the houses.
Wow.
So they had all that, and they provided all our meals and stuff. All I had to pay for was the plane ticket and my tetanus shot and my mask and stuff. Yeah, yeah.
A lot of host? Just a big bowl of host first thing in the morning?
Actually, it was a little much. There was some prayer and song in the morning and the prayer and song in the evening. And
wow.
I really only need one prayer and song a day. So,
was anything about smashing? I mean, was it any like appropriate tunes?
No, absolutely not. Not only that, but it was you know, I I'm a Methodist, so we're pretty bland and regular as far as Christians go. And I went with a group from a Presbyterian church, which is a little wonky.
Oil and vinegar? Is that?
They're just a little, I don't know. They're not like the Methodist, which is what I'm used to. And then the organization that we were staying with was Church of Christ.
Is that a third flavor?
Yes. One of the many. But Church of Christ, their deal is they're very into the kind of like women are second. And and there's
the Church of Mr. Christ.
Yeah, exactly. And they don't allow musical instruments.
In any way?
In any way, period.
At
so
home?
Like I don't know if like maybe for fun, maybe they do, but not during church, period.
Oh wow.
So there's no piano, no organ, no guitar, no nothing.
But the human voice is nature's most perfect instrument.
Apparently so.
Oh, okay. I see. So they do sing.
No, they sing and sing and sing, and they're all great singers because they have nothing to cover up.
Oh, man.
You know, so...
Hot stuff.
It was really quite different, but they were doing good things, so...
Do you
hold it against
the
them.
Care to sing one for us?
No, I'm going to pass on that. I can't sing, and that would be really awkward. That would definitely be a show killer.
Okay. Well, maybe we should just take a quick commercial break here.
Absolutely.
That ham looks fresh. I'll have some for the kids' tea. Oh, and some slices of that lean silver side. With salad for lunch. And some of that tongue. And some chicken roll, too, for Roger's sandwiches. Now some salami. Both types, please. They do make such a good starter. Oh, and I want them packed that special way, so that they stay as fresh as when Matteson sliced them, until I'm ready to use them.
Just try saying Matteson's without saying
That was a commercial, huh?
Yeah, that was a great commercial. I made that one, too.
Wow. Yeah, that's the other... See, you have facets. You know?
I do. They're all over my body, and the doctor says they won't go away.
Like that guy from Guardians of the Galaxy? What's his face?
Not familiar. Sorry.
John.
I know.
You're supposed to know.
I've built up this reputation, apparently and unfortunately, for being the guy that's a fucking know-it-all. And honestly, I generally just look the things up because you guys ask questions. You're like, I don't know, so we should look that up.
Yeah.
I thought you were asking me to.
No, I really do appreciate it. You are the guy that looks stuff up, and maybe we look foolish, but you're right. We stammer ourselves into black holes all the time, I appreciate finding this stuff out. I hope everyone reads those comments, because John Hill here is the real... I wouldn't say that you're the backbone of the show. You're probably not the nerve center. What do you think?
The colostomy bag?
Oh, no. I'm afraid that's probably me. it's true. I know it's true. I think people would probably rather listen to Brian with an echo pedal. Or just...
Oh, man.
Maybe talking into a fan or something.
Well, I will tell you that the... some of the sounds and stuff when he does the fooding it up with the echoes is it is magical.
Yeah.
Do you add those or is that him? Is he doing it on the fly?
No, it's completely him. Yeah, he's got a whole production set up even fancier than my own, and it's he just does it on the fly.
Oh, that's pretty exciting.
Yeah,
because
it's a good trick. You never know when it's coming.
No, definitely not. Because I had to go out and buy this microphone just for this.
Are you serious?
No. Okay. I mean, yes. Yes, I am. No. Now, I get negatives and positives backwards whenever I'm talking to people. Yes, I did.
Really?
Yeah. Well, it's a cheap one.
Did you get it at Future Shop?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, Store of the Future.
They have that in Canada. But that's where Brian goes for his...
I don't... I got it at
Best Buy. That's where they get their blank DVDs.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Hey, did you know Animation's buying TDK?
Animation's buying TDK. No, I didn't know that.
Yeah, did you know they bought Maxell last year?
No.
It's crazy.
What are these things?
Well, Animation makes blank CDs.
No, I know.
Yeah, sure. There's regular CDs. A long time ago, Thomas Alva Edison. No, your facets is that's the thing. You're not all, you know, destroyer of homes.
No, that's not all I do.
Yeah. Oh, hey, what's that?
That's my phone.
Is this a call-in show?
I guess so. It could be awkward. I think it's someone from my wife's work, probably. Well, but I could ask them to talk to you if you'd like.
That's really funny. What have you been eating?
No, I work for an animation studio in Culver City.
Wow.
Yeah. We do little flash animations and stuff for the internet and television and such as that.
Radio?
Yes, for radio. That's our biggest market. Flash animation, very popular on the radio.
That's right. 36 frames a second, too. That's a real nice resolution.
Actually, there is a thing we do for ESPN radio.
Really?
But they don't show it on the radio.
Right. Just for the watch.
They show it on the web.
Sure. That's pretty good. Are you allowed to mention that?
Oh, yeah. We do Mike and Mike in the Morning have a cartoon show called Off Mics on ESPN.com, and we won an Emmy for it, and we've been nominated for another Emmy for it.
Man.
Yeah. Now, I didn't work on any of that, so...
That's a web Emmy?
Yeah. It's a web sports Emmy, but it looks just like the television Emmys. And it means the same thing.
Sure.
You wouldn't really consider it quite the same.
It's a cubic zirconia kind of a thing? Is it...
It's a big golden angel on a big fat black pedestal.
Is it that's Emmy Pyrite, in fact?
Yes. Yeah. It's a kryptonite.
Yeah.
It's made of adamantium, and the angel's wings shoot out its back, and they go schnicked.
Okay.
Whenever you get close to it.
And this thing naturally transforms. I mean, it's.
Oh, yes.
You lay it down on its stomach, and it becomes a car. It's.
We're actually working on a television show for a company that I think you might have heard of.
This is my favorite stuff, when you get all elusive like this and it's good.
This company, it makes a show that I think you're a big fan of. The Samsons.
Okay, sure. Right.
They're making a new show for a station, CBS Family.
Whoa.
That's not a real station.
It's not?
But,
oh, yeah.
Well, it is, but it's not CBS. And, so we're working on one episode of the show.
Okay.
And we're actually having a big review with the director of the show on Monday, which should be terrible, but...
Who is it?
The director?
Yeah.
There's no one you've ever heard of.
Is it that Del Toro guy? That?
Yes. It's,
Foie Gras?
Toro,
sure.
The actor is directing a cartoon,
right?
And and he's just a jerk.
See, the last movie I saw in the theaters there was Jurassic Park 3 or whatever. It's
what a good one to see.
Was it?
No,
I know you like the dinosaurs.
I do like the dinosaurs, which is why I saw it in the theater. But not the greatest of motion pictures.
Which brings me to a side point.
Yes,
I just gotta say. If you have notoriety for anything within my recent memory, when I get out of the tub, okay, and I'm
right,
drying
when you're
off,
done thinking, you're right, when you're done thinking about me tearing up orphanages.
That's right. You know, I've thrown the rest of the Mai Tai in the sink in disgust, you know?
Right.
And you know, I'm just staring at the ceiling fan, you know, doing a little Tai Chi, punching a mirror, you know? This is the end, you know?
Yes.
I think to myself, man, that's so kick-ass that one time. That one time when John drew that dinosaur eating Natasha.
Oh, man.
That was so good.
I was afraid you'd bring that up.
That was the highlight of the grind, dude. That was just brutal.
I made so many enemies that day.
There's nothing I respect more than cartoonists making enemies.
And what's crazy is I totally meant it as like a harmless joke. I thought she'd find it really funny.
Really?
Yeah. Now, I mean, after that, when the comics hit the fan, I did grow a great distaste for her, but initially, you know, I thought her comics were kind of cute and the colors were really nice. And she did this comic where she's like listening to her headphones in her own little world and talking about how she feels like she might be missing something. And then in the comments of her live journal, all these people were like, yeah, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I once had a friend who almost got hit by a truck because he didn't hear it coming because it was on his headphones and stuff. And so I just got this idea that wouldn't it be funny if a dinosaur was to eat her because she didn't hear them coming. And so I was like, this is going to be hilarious and everyone's going to think it's funny. And apparently...
That's a terrible story, John. I didn't know.
I know.
Wow.
I totally wasn't trying to be a dick. But
now knowing that, it adds just such another layer to the... Oh, it's just, you know, like when you're eating a... What do you call? A ding-dong there, you know? And you bite
a goo-goo.
A goo-goo?
Yeah, you know the goo-goo? The little... They're in the South.
Oh, okay.
They're something that... I know about.
Okay.
But I'm telling you. A moon pie.
Sure. There we go. That's a universal by this point. Coast to coast, are they not?
I don't think I've ever seen one out here, but I don't go looking for them either.
Pretty good. If you see them, get the yellow.
Well, no, I've had them.
Oh, okay.
I grew up on them. I didn't become the great physical form that I am without
moon pies. Yeah.
Without moon pies.
Sure.
RC Cola.
Well, I'm telling you, John.
Yes.
When you don't know that backstory, that it seemed like a horribly vicious comic.
I know it does.
It's so well drawn. It is so disturbingly violent and great, and just like it's not like. I mean, it doesn't look like. John's pissed off at her or whatever, so he just whipped this off. It is like. It's got the loving rendering of a madman, just like bent on her destruction and dismemberment. You know, it was just so shocking, and really that was the turning point for you, wasn't it?
Yes,
I kind of dig that.
Yes,
that's something. You have any regrets?
No, not at all. No, absolutely not. And I got, you know, like, I got very few, like, for a while, everyone was doing fan art for each other, you know, and they were doing the every Friday, how much I love so-and-so stick figure comic. Uh-huh. And,
John Campbell famous first.
No, not him. His were funny.
Right.
But,
before he was actually famous.
Yes.
He dropped out of the grind before fame actually smacked him.
Yeah, it did. Whereas I lingered without fame until it broke me.
Yeah. Well, everyone has their own sad tale. My course is that I'm still in it.
But I got very little fan art or anything like that. And,
sure.
And so on my website for a while, I kept the drawing she drew of me in retaliation.
Mm-hmm.
And that was like my fan art, you know.
Yeah,
and like the it's like this drawing of this very round kind of fat person, and it says, "Please pay attention to me."
Oh.
And I look all sad.
Yeah.
And then the comment beneath it was, "Nice tracing, asshole." Because I guess she thought I had traced her comic.
Right. Including the dinosaur, right?
You just
pulled that.
Well, what I did was I traced her comic and then I overlaid it on top of dinosaur comics.
Right.
And
Turok, you got a
yeah
the Turok N64 instruction manual.
Yes, that's how I did it.
That's a good job. Well, you know, I've pulled. There was one time, one of my updates there it was whatever the newest DJ Kaufman comic was. I just held a piece of paper over the monitor and traced it. And that was my comic for one day.
Oh, and, man. Well, you know, I took stabs at him, too.
Oh, you who know? Didn't? Yeah.
Yeah, but, you know, I took stabs at him real early, and I took stabs at fucking Kurtz and all those people, hoping that controversy would arise from that, you know?
Yeah.
I don't think they ever read it. I don't think they read anybody else's comics.
Yeah, no, I suppose. Oh, well, critics, it's hard to say. I mean, some of Kaufman's barbs were particularly on the mark.
Oh, that's true.
For a lot of people, but... Yeah, it's, where are they now, man? Huh? Where's their podcast?
Dude, yeah, I don't know. Huh? I mean, they're obviously not living the good life like we are.
No.
Yeah. Speaking of which, here I am.
What are you been up to?
Besides making cartoons, I went to a screening last night of a movie that I made.
Damn it.
Not really that I directed or anything, just a really low-budget flash animation movie that I did a couple scenes in. But I had a screening at the Culver City Studios next to the Gone with the Wind house.
Wow.
Yeah, you know, it's exciting. Hollywood's exciting, but it's also kind of lame, so...
I make a short film every morning.
Do you?
Yeah, it's... I have to watch it in real time, though, in the bathroom.
It's
pretty much the same subject matter every day.
Brushing your teeth?
Yeah. It's good. It's riveting, but it's, you know, a lot of suspense, some gore, adult situations. But, yeah, I wish I had the ability to make a thing or do a thing.
That's well, you do. You do little flash things.
Ah, yeah, but people with Internet Explorer can't see them, apparently.
Yeah, but can you see them in Firefox?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, well, then I'll just look at it with my Firefox.
How do you even have Internet Explorer open ever? How does that happen?
I use Internet Explorer all the time. I prefer the Microsoft products.
Wow.
I know. Though I do put my movies in QuickTime.
That's,
not a bastard.
Man.
I just
you,
I don't
do
make
use
any
real
fucking
video,
sense.
Don't you?
No, I don't.
You got you rip all your albums to Og Vorbis, don't you?
Yes, I do. Absolutely.
Big Flack fan, aren't you?
No, I don't know. I just I like the way the tabs work in the new Internet Explorer more than I do in the Firefox.
Huh. I guess I haven't tried the new one, so maybe.
I mean, they were literally just copying Firefox, but I think they did it better.
All right then. I guess we'll disagree to disagree.
Yes.
Oh no.
So that show yesterday, the
oh,
old
yeah,
show,
sure.
What kind of equipment did you guys record that on? Because I would assume, being as dated as it was, that you must have used the...
yeah, it had a few dates in there, didn't it?
the deluxe Talkboy from Tiger Electronics.
That's a good guess, but actually I had a... you know that old video camera that ran a cassette tape to use the audio cassette in the camera? Yeah, I actually rewired one of those to record audio. And works pretty good. Still,
no, cool.
To this day, apparently. It's, yeah, no, there's a little buzz. There's no real high end other than our squeaky, prepubescent voices. But, yeah, you know, real. It's, Brian would record his end of the conversation, and I'd record my end of the conversation, and then.
Oh, absolutely.
He'd mail his tape to me, or I'd mail mine to him. But that's where, you know, the shows were really infrequent back then, because oftentimes we'd mail both tapes and they'd cross paths. And...
Right. And that makes sense, because, I mean, that's why that show seemed like you guys were covering a lot of ground in one show, because you had to.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
Who knows? You know, your last show was probably a long time before that, and the next show, who knows when it was going to get made. It makes perfect sense.
Kind of the way it is now, except you know slightly less. But yeah, that's actually how we hooked up with Tom McHenry.
Oh, really?
Yeah, is we figured that it would be easier for both of us to send our tapes to a third party,
and then have them assemble it.
Well, then it was up to them to decide who got both tapes. Me or
yeah. He was like a mediator.
Escrow, actually.
Yes.
Tom McEscrow was his code name back in the day. So, have you heard this show before? Are you aware of the format?
Yes.
Generally, somewhere around now, I say we're going to wrap it up, and then you say you have fooding it up.
Okay. I'm ready.
I suppose we better...
Oh well, wait! I've got a fooding it up. Okay. I don't have an echo pedal.
That's fine. Up, up.
I've got.
Do you really? What do you mean? Up. What do you got?
I am on a diet. We're doing the South Beach diet, which is kind of like a modified Atkins.
Okay.
So you can have some carbs, but not really.
Okay.
So my suggestion is for that people who would like to try something new and kind of strange is a mashed potato substitute that we have discovered.
Wow.
And what you do is you take some cauliflower and you steam it in the microwave. You just put it in a bowl and cover the bowl with a plate and nuke it for about 2 minutes. And then it's kind of steamy and a little squishy, but not too squishy. And then preferably you put it into a food processor, but if you don't have one, which we don't, you put it into a blender.
Okay.
And you mix maybe a little bit of fat-free milk, a little bit of I can't believe it's not butter. And then you...
Just a little sprinkle of this ain't salt.
Yeah, well, actually, you could use... We use a pinch of real salt and a pinch of ground black pepper.
All right, okay.
And then you just whip it up until it's the consistency of mashed potatoes.
All right.
And it tastes like whipped cauliflower.
But at least you got something to put the gravy on, right?
But the texture is pretty good, and whipped cauliflower with a little bit of imitation butter is not disgusting.
No, I wouldn't think so.
It's pretty good, and it's a decent mashed potato substitute, and you skip all the carbs.
Wow.
Yeah.
What about bone meal? You ever think about that?
I don't think about bone meal.
That might be good.
Would it?
I don't know, pulverized bones and mix that with a little water, a little milk. A little
isn't that
butter,
just
little...
jello?
No, I think, isn't that just marrow? Isn't that boiled bones? I mean dried and pulverized, not... John, that's disgusting. Yeah, that's something. So how regimented is this diet? Can you eat hams?
You should avoid... Well, you can eat hams maybe one day a week.
Okay, but how
You're supposed
many?
To eat lean meats, not many, because ham isn't all that lean. But okay. You can eat a good cut of steak, and you can eat a pork chop every once in a while, and you can have a lot of chicken.
Okay. But what about, say 4 eggs, 4 sausages... enough spinach to sop up the grease.
Right.
2 slices of toast, pot of coffee, and maybe a joint and some dog food. Am I hitting the mark at all?
I'm going to go through your list. The 4 eggs and the 4 sausages, if divided over 2 days or 2 people, excellent. The toast, not at all, because that's bread and that's carbs. The pot of coffee is acceptable,
yeah.
though I don't drink coffee and never have.
Okay.
And the caffeine
eggs are just to keep the coffee down.
Oh, of course, and the caffeine in coffee actually increases your insulin level.
Sure.
So if you're dieting and trying to prevent diabetes, caffeine is bad.
Okay. Okay.
Doesn't
it also flush all the vitamins from your system?
It does many terrible things.
Yeah, I remember when my wife was pregnant, they said, don't drink caffeine because it negates any vitamin intake you have whatsoever. So, you know, hey, just curious, I don't know.
I don't know for sure either. I know it increases your insulin level, that's all I know.
Sure.
And then what was the other thing? Something, the joint?
Mm-hmm.
If you prefer.
Okay.
Again, I don't partake, but...
And then the dog food?
Dog food's probably okay, you know. I mean, if you maybe get like a kibbles and bits and eat more bits than kibble, I think you're alright.
What about like a Gaines burger in the microwave for 45 seconds and a slice of American cheese?
Yes, sure.
That sounds so good.
I'm just trying to think of things that I can't eat and then talk about them.
Man, with a steakum on the top and a steakum on the bottom. Then you can go ahead and throw that on a man. I'm telling you.
Have you actually eaten those?
I have not. But if I run afoul of some bacon strips, I just might, because I can't imagine that it could be that much worse than bacon.
Yeah,
because
I've had dog food before.
I've tried
as a child. Okay. And
Wait a minute. Is this one of those sad, awkward stories?
I'm telling it, so.
Like you had a can of wet dog food, like, every day for 7 years or something like that?
No, not at all. No, it was dry dog food, and it was one of those things when you're a little kid and you're like, I'm going to try and eat this.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
Oh, I was like that with the baker's cocoa. You know,
it was pretty bad.
Cigarette butt. You know.
Did you ever taste the Play-Doh?
Oh, sure.
So salty.
It's great. I was thinking, and check this out. Here's my idea. You mix equal parts Play-Doh and rice. Okay.
Now, I would have to do wild rice because white rice is bad.
Oh, of course. Then you put that in an airtight container.
Right.
And you wait a week. Open it up. The rice will be done, and the Play-Doh will just be powder at the bottom.
Hmm.
The rice will be salty, but it'll be good for sushi.
That's true. It'll be nice and sticky then.
Yeah. What do you think?
I think you should try it.
All right.
I think you should.
I'm going to make some chorizo and some silicone.
Okay.
That's going to be good. Yeah, what do you think?
Huh? Yeah, absolutely. I don't know what chorizo is.
Really?
No.
Where do you live?
I live in California, but I don't eat foods that are exotic,
that's
really.
That's right. Yeah, or of a nature that will destroy physically from the inside.
Well, no, I used to. Don't get me wrong. I mean, up until about 4 or 5 weeks ago, I ate terrible things, but...
Terrible, unmentionable things?
Yes.
Souvenirs from the orphanage?
Yes.
Hey, Allison, stop kicking him directly in the head. Spencer, move your head a little. I like that. Diplomacy in action.
Yeah, I know.
But they're both going to move in the same direction.
Don't you sometimes wish, though, that they would come to those conclusions on their own?
Yeah, well, that's what junior high is for. That's what, I don't know. Maybe it'll happen sometime. I mean, it's fine. She's her little legs and, you know, his staunch, muscular head. He'll really be fine.
I'm sure they will.
Yeah. Well, I can... I guess.
Okay, I don't know what to do. I've spent my fooding it up.
Okay. I think that's our only segment. I mean,
that is generally. Well, you also do the bad interview questions.
Oh, yeah. It's...
But you guys have covered a lot of ground with that already.
Yeah. Well, I suppose you didn't answer any of them, though.
Oh, no, I didn't. Would you like to ask me some of them?
Yeah, sure.
Okay, go for it.
Okay, if you could have dinner with anyone, living or dead, which would it be?
I would have dinner with Kurt Vonnegut.
Okay, so dead then.
But dead. Okay, I would want to talk to him
exactly.
Dead, not alive.
I don't really care who it is. I just want to know
what happens after you're dead.
If you'd rather have dinner with someone alive or dead.
And frankly, who would I rather hear it from? Than one of my favorite authors.
He would be able to break the news to you in a jovial light, I'm sure.
Yeah.
And plus, you know, it'd be fresh in his mind.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's great. You get the job. Don't tell Brian. I'll still record shows with him, but I'll throw them away.
He'd be like, why do I sound so funny?
I sound
southern and... I don't know.
In there.
Yes.
What's up with that?
What about it? Do you got a problem?
No, I'm just... Did you want to get specific?
Well, I grew up in a small town in Middle Tennessee with no stoplights and no grocery store.
No stop... What?
No stoplights and no grocery store.
Is all just green and yellow?
No, there are no lights
at all.
There are no traffic lights.
Okay.
There are no lights. It was dark.
It was just assumed to yield all the time.
Yes, there was one stop sign. Everything else was was go as fast as you can and make the big jump in the General Lee.
Oh, okay. I understand.
Yeah.
So are you related to Coy or Vance?
Well, we're all related back there, right?
Oh, of course. Yeah, you and me are probably related four times over.
Absolutely.
Tennessee's pretty close to Kentucky, I imagine.
It is. It's quite close to Kentucky. Closer than you would think, even.
They're rubbing up on one another.
That's right.
They're getting rowdy. All right. Well, John, it's been a pleasure having you on the show.
Well, it's been a pleasure filling in poorly for Brian.
No, you did a great job. I'm sure convention season will be ramping up here. Brian's talking about, he doesn't, who knows what could, but there's a lot of opportunities at the, do you want to take my spot, Jim?
Do I want to what?
You want to take my spot?
Well, I mean, if you're going to go somewhere, I guess I could for a little while. I don't know, would Brian like that? I think he has friends he'd like to talk to.
Yeah, but that's not the point.
Oh, okay, yeah, I forgot.
We don't want two sides of the same coin. No, we want... Yeah, we do want two sides of the same coin. We don't want two of the same side, two different coins.
Right. Yes.
All right, well, you know, I guess I'm just going to sit here until someone ends this show for me.
Okay. Let me get ready.
All right, sure. This tape ain't cheap.
Bye, penis.
The show's still going, John. Gotta say it right. Gotta say it right.
Bye.
You're on Hoth.
Bye. I'm on Hoth. What?
Yeah. Oh, that's what... Hey, dude. Hot. Bad. Bad. Bye. Bye, Jesus.
Mike Morris on the leadoff leg for the United States in lane four. Is away well. Here's the pass to Leroy Burrell. A good pass to Burrell, and Burrell sets sail down the back stretch. The Nigerians and the British are running well too. Now Burrell passes to Dennis Mitchell. Mitchell on the third leg runs the curve, and Mitchell takes off for the U.S. Now here comes the anchor. Carl Lewis awaits the baton. Here's the pass from Mitchell. In his final Olympic Games, blazing to the finish for the U.S. What about